Welcome back to another fantastic podcast of Entertainment Banter. Matt's next to me.
And I guess that would make you Joel.
That would make me Joel.
You're throwing around our little intro here. Sorry, that's cool. Whatever. Let's do it. So, subject matter for today. We're talking about, we're suckers for movies. Yes, it's Entertainment Banter. Last week we tried to talk about books and it failed a little bit, but it's all right. We're going to move on.
It didn't fail. I don't know.
We just need to read more. We don't have time to read. I read books that no one wants to hear about, like how to build websites. I don't know. That sounds pretty boring.
Listen to audiobooks.
I know. We talked about that.
Yeah, I know.
I call that cheating. Yes. We got to move on. That was last week. We're moving on.
We're bantering.
We're bantering. We are bantering. But anyways, the one thing I was talking to Joel about, or mentioned to Joel, was Hollywood and its extremeness when it comes to, I don't know what you would call it, building climaxes in movies and whatnot. And I noticed with all these superhero movies and all of these Transformer movies and all of these Ninja Turtle movies, basically any movie that requires
destruction,
X-Men movies, you know, like, I noticed that...
White House Down.
White House Down or...
No, Olympian.
Olympians.
Olympia's fallen. Something has fallen. London has fallen. That's a sequel.
So we're just like... I started thinking about it. I'm like...
London kind of fell recently.
Holy crap. If you watch a movie these days, the majority of the world has been obliterated. And I was thinking about it, and I thought about stuff like...
And in some movies, the world was obliterated.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking, like, you know, sad, real facts. You know, September 11th is always personal to me, really personal. And but I was thinking about
how Matt was related to the two towers.
How long did it take for us to recover from that? It took over a decade for us to recover from that whole experience. We're talking, like, we still haven't really recovered fully, but financially, from tear down to build up. Like, those were just two buildings in New York, and look how many people's lives it affected, how it came together, the economies it affected. You watch something like...
Are you saying that the two towers are part of...
I'm just saying...
our economic collapse?
Superman, Man of Steel, they destroyed a hell of a lot more than two tall buildings. Avengers, same thing. You know, like, all entire cities are destroyed. G.I. Joe Retaliation, they dropped this thing from the sky, and the entire city of London is obliterated.
I didn't see
the entire city is obliterated.
I have to take your word for it.
You know, and so I'm just thinking, like, holy crap. You know, we watch all these movies. Are we being so desensitized now with the destruction of cities and countries that, like, oh, yeah, well, I guess in this world now we just don't have America or London.
What you're proposing right now is saying that in the original movie or this first movie of the timeline, we watch this movie and half the world blows up.
Yeah.
And if they make a sequel, they kind of ignore that.
The
sequel is only like a year later or even 2 years later or even 6 months later, they don't bring up the fact, like, example, like London Has Fallen. I haven't seen that movie. Who knows what they talk about? But they may ignore the fact that the White House blew up last week. But we're in London now.
Right.
Like, kind of like that story.
Absolutely. Okay. And I guess kind of like, what was it? The new movie, Dawn of Justice, the Batman Superman movie.
I didn't see it, but I really... I want to make fun of it.
Okay,
so bad.
Well, like, Bruce Wayne shows up to Lex Luthor's charity event or art gallery to get information or whatever. But here's the thing:
this ruined the whole movie for me.
It was a big part. Yeah, boom. All, you know,
Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne meet.
Yeah.
Shut your face.
I know. Anyways, the point I'm making is, life is going on like normal. Charity events and opening up museums. I'm like, what?
Well, let me propose this. I kind of, like, disagree with everything you're saying.
Oh, bring it on.
Just because you want to compare it to life now, right? That's what you're trying to do? Because, like,
the reason
9/11, we took a while to...
the reason why... Yes, I do. So I'll let you talk. But the reason why I wanted to was...
This isn't letting me talk.
I know, but there's so much in my head, and I'm trying to make my argument sort of clear. Like, I was talking to you about this, too. Like, Star Wars. Like... any generation that grows up as the prequels or Star Wars has no idea what Star Wars is. I'm sorry. I mean, they're good prequels to some extent, but they have a lot of flaws to them. But the point I'm making is I was talking to an individual that claimed to be a Star Wars fan that thought the old movies were boring. Why are they boring? Because, let's say, Tatooine's not blowing half up. You know, like, there's no friggin' super travesties everywhere across the globe. Like, no, they just talked. You know, it was real. Like, there was real emotions. You walked into a bar, someone says something like, hey, I might kill you. Like, you keep your damn mouth shut. That's the real world. Go into Compton or somewhere else right now and say something like, shh, you know, like, yeah, keep your voices down. The windows open.
No, I'm serious. I'm saying serious.
But the point I'm making is, all right, run your mouth somewhere. You think you can get away with that stuff somewhere else. People have lost that real edge of like, oh, you shouldn't be saying that here. Hmm. Instead, it's like the only way we lose our edge now is half the world's gone. Yeah, but we're still going to open up this museum.
I don't know why it's really funny because I watched Willy Wonka last night in theaters.
Who the hell does Willy Wonka have anything to do with this?
It was an old school movie and it was just cool because they tried to put CGI in it and it was just bad.
Are you talking about the new one or the old one?
No, the old one.
They added CGI?
The Gene Wilder.
What did they do to it?
Very minor. No, they didn't add anything to it. We just went to see the original. It's just they had CGI in it. It's very much.
Did they really?
When the elevator at the end flies out in the world and they show it,
that's
CGI. It's not a model. No.
Oh, this, we're getting way off subject. We got to talk about that later. I'm going to research that crap. There's no way that
maybe
was
it's not CGI.
It was a model.
It was just cheap then. And maybe it was, and it was just cheaply done. And it just, to me, the first thing I go to is, God, it's shitty CGI. But maybe it wasn't CGI. You're right. Nothing was changed in the movie.
Was the chocolate CGI too?
No, like, I'm just saying the effects they use it with modern day.
They used practical effects.
Yeah, exactly, dude. But it was done really well. No,
listen,
we'll have to look at that.
It was pretty damn cool.
We'll have to look at that after this. We'll get back on topic.
Good lord. All right, so anyways, you were going to argue all this.
I saw that in theaters last night. It was funny to watch the adult humor. It was really funny.
Of course. All right, so you tell me why you think that he's old. He's a great guy, though. You tell me why I'm wrong then, I guess, that. You can't.
No, I'm not saying
you're
wrong.
As a human, can't
relate to
this.
I'm just disagreeing. Because
you don't think it's desensitizing?
Because it is a little bit, but I disagree with your facts comparing it to 9/11. Because you said after 9/11, it's taken 10 years of our life to
economically
build everything. You're
physically
talking yes.
Everything.
Yes.
Okay.
There has been a hit to it, but the world is big, and a lot of people have moved on. Like, 9/11 hasn't directly affected my life. It probably has with the Freedom Act and taxes and you know, economy.
That was
and
just
housing.
One example.
Though. I know. But in theory,
two buildings.
The day after it
not
collapsed, or after a month or 2 months, I was not there. I'm all the way across the country. It's 2,500 miles away from me.
Yes, but Disneyland closed for the first time ever. And it was
for
nowhere.
The first time in forever.
Gosh, I can't believe you just did that. But you know what I mean? Like, it did affect all the entire country.
It did.
Grounded.
But when after it settled and it was off the news, I don't remember when that happened. I was 16 at the time
Do you realize the news ticker never stops now because of 9/11? There was so much information going on that scrolling bar at the bottom wasn't always there. It's always there now because of it.
Like now?
Anytime you turn on the news now, you see the scrolling bar with all the information. That never was the case.
It's talking about 9/11 still?
They kept it. They only put that on there during 9/11 because there's so much going on across the globe that they had to keep feeding information to us.
And now they keep doing it with what?
And now it's just permanent.
Random shit now?
The real news is on that scroll bar.
Random shootings. I'm just saying is that people still lived on with their lives.
Sure.
People still moved on.
Yes.
People talked about it for a long time. Correct. So now it was in, I guess, media, pop, even in pop culture, like everything. It was just talked about for a while. But the thing is, people adapt after a couple months, and they move on.
Okay.
So to say that, oh, we're going to do a charity event. Fuck yeah, we're going to do a charity event. Beep. We're just going to keep moving on.
Right.
And that's just what
it
is.
That's real world stuff.
And that's why you see Batman vs. Superman. I didn't see the movie.
But you saw the first one, right?
I saw the Superman movie where he destroyed Zod and
they
Superman
crashed through
Wayne Towers.
Tons of buildings.
Yes, and there was repercussions to that apparently because Batman, that's why he wants to kill Superman because of those problems. So there are repercussions to what happens and they are bringing up past things. It's not going back going, they don't brush through it, yes. You don't see the full repercussions of their actions from the last movie because you're not talking to common folk. You're talking to the main people who are usually rich,
but
powerful.
This is a Hollywood movie, right?
Correct.
So my thought would be they choose not to focus on those aspects. They just say, oh, we're going to blow up this city in this movie or this town in this movie, and we're just going to ignore it and then blow up the next one?
What do you mean when you say they're ignoring it? What do you mean?
Well, because, like, blowing up London The entire city of London, for example.
They did that in Batman vs. Superman?
I don't know if they did it in Batman vs. Superman. They've done it in a couple of movies, though. And I'm just talking generally. I'm not talking about a particular movie. I'm just saying, when you choose to blow up an entire city.
Okay.
Okay? An entire city. Not two buildings. An entire city.
Okay.
And then the sequel comes out. How do you not ignore the repercussions of that?
You just say, how do they not ignore it?
Well, I mean, like, how do you...
How do you ignore?
Like, how do you ignore it, I guess? Yeah. This is getting deep.
You need to work on your...
My diction. Your American. My American. My English.
How do you... What do you mean, like... They don't fully ignore things, though. Marvel's a great example.
I knew you were going to do this.
I know. Marvel's a great example of never ignoring it. They do brush over it. They definitely brush over some things because it's not part of the story anymore. Nobody wants to hear about the past. They want to hear about the future, and the only in the past is to... They only want to hear about the past if it helps progress the future.
Oh, I've got some for you.
So, Marvel, they destroyed New York with the first Avengers movie. Mm-hmm. They mention it a lot, and there's a lot of repercussions from it. The Civil War Act is part of that.
Yes.
And that's why... Not Civil War Act, but the Heroes Registration. Yeah, and they bring it up. That's one of the reasons. Also dropping that whole city down, you know, killing everybody. Anyways. Mm-hmm. You didn't see the repercussions from, like, city folk, common folk, that are not powerful, they're not main characters. We don't see them complaining about it. And you're like, oh, well, I guess we're just ignoring that. But they bring it up in Civil War. There's a mother who talks to Tony right in the beginning of the movie, pretty much.
Yeah.
And mentions, like, my son died in... Dr. Doom's city. That was Dr. Doom's city, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Or close to it. Well, anyways, I think it was.
I thought it began with a V. I can't remember.
Victor Von.
I don't know.
Dr. Doom's still
part of... It's like Transylvania, but not Transylvania.
Well, it's still part of Fox right now, for now. Who knows? Anyways. But then you also see... You go watch even how big their universe is. You go watch Jessica Jones on Netflix.
Yes.
It's not a movie. It's a TV series made by ABC and Netflix collaboration.
Yes.
So it's a Disney movie or a Disney television series. Jessica Jones is going through her life living in Hell's Kitchen. She gets tricked into helping someone out, into almost getting killed because these couples lost their son in the fight in New York. And there was a whole speak saying, I'm not the big green guy or the guy with the American flag. I'm just a normal person. And they're like, but you have superpowers. And they wanted to... It was prejudice against superheroes.
Okay.
And they used that. So you're seeing some dismay, and people have lost lives, but they are not ignoring what happened. They're still trying to get over. They're still trying to get over the fact that New York was destroyed.
But what you're saying is, this is my point. This is a perfect example of that. Okay, so you're saying a group of parents decided to become vigilantes to go after superhumans because they have so much free time after their house was destroyed, their son was taken from them, and probably lost their jobs because their buildings have collapsed.
Yeah, they were in a pretty shitty apartment.
And they weren't living, you know, they were still wearing normal clothes and stuff. They weren't trying to go to soup kitchens or anything like that.
They look like they're in a shithole, in Jessica Jones at least.
Okay.
The one in Civil War, I don't know what her story was completely. We don't even know how to see her in the elevator.
I'm just saying, like, something that massive, you know what I mean? And just so you know, I do like the Marvel Universe right now, the way they're going. But just, that might be the only example. But let's
call this Marvel banter.
If you can pump the brakes and forget about Marvel, give me examples from other movies that show the same kind of care. And if you can, I will shut up. X-Men, I was going to say, I'm sorry to interrupt. X-Men 3, the Golden Gate Bridge, is lifted up by Magneto and is destroyed. But ironically, it's also destroyed in Apocalypse later, or earlier. I can't even. So
you're right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no continuity in these destructions. Oh, city's destroyed, but that's okay. We'll just redestroy it. And my thought
is, Deadpool makes fun of that.
Okay.
Do you remember what Deadpool said?
No, but go ahead.
It wasn't even in Deadpool. Deadpool didn't even say it. It was actually Colossus talking to Deadpool, or talking to Megasonic teenager, crazy PMS girl, and. She goes, why do I want to stay in a school that always blows up all the time?
Yeah, school.
It
that
builds
blows
character.
Up. Right.
And you never see it getting rebuilt. Well, at the end of, I guess, Apocalypse.
No,
you do.
But that school, to me, that's okay because that is a story plot that continues on repeatedly in the
X-Men
universe.
Well, they kind of that breaks and nobody talks about it.
But it's
broken.
A school, it's not a friggin' city. It is a difference. And the school is filled with a bunch of people that could probably fix it in a day. You know what I mean? It's not like
normal people's lives.
It's normal. Like, yeah. Oh, mutants aren't normal?
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they're not.
Do you think mutants should have normal registration?
That's right, yes. I think there should be walls built. No. No, but you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to hold Hollywood accountable. Star Wars A New Hope is boring because some young farm kid walks into a bar and gets threatened by a bunch of gangsters. All right? Today, kids find...
Sounds like a Spring Awakening.
I'm just saying,
oh, kids, sorry, Star Wars Awakening. Kids, was it called The Force Awakening?
You know what? We already had two episodes. Do you want to make it three?
I like what we call them episodes. Get it? Because episodes are... All
right. So, but my point is, the kids are desensitized because they've never been put into that situation. If I were to push that same Star Wars kid I was talking to yesterday into a bar he was uncomfortable with and then make him say something or pay some guys to threaten him, how would he react? I bet you he would be pooping his pants. And the thing is, it's like today, it's like you can't poop your pants in a theater unless you see half the world destroyed. And even then, it's like, seen it. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, when is Hollywood going to get back to the raw real emotion, the raw, like the nitty-gritty, as the Nacho Libre likes to call it?
Well, I'm glad you said The New Hope and Empire Strikes Back are boring, because they are.
They're not, and I hate you.
Oh my God. I thought they were boring when I first saw them.
You were biased because of your father. That has nothing to do with
No, they were so boring.
Don't listen to him.
Even Star Trek was, except the whale episode.
You know, I don't
whale
care movie. As much that was Star really Trek, good. But listen, you watch the same about Star Wars.
We, as Hollywood has seen it, and as the public have seen it, we've seen it all. Mm-hmm. How do you go beyond that? How do you...
I know. Do you know?
Oh, yeah? How do you go beyond that? How?
The reason why Star Wars is boring to a lot of new generations is because...
Oh, we're back to Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm explaining it, though. It's important. You have to focus on that individual. You have to. It goes down to the characters. You have to make the characters real. You have to make their situations real. And you have to basically get the audience to understand their world. Their world, not the world. Their world.
Well, the whole point is...
And so when you take something away from their world, it's heartbreaking. Forrest Gump has a lot of great stuff in it, okay? He goes to war. He does all these things. But why is it... And by the way, the situation Forrest Gump is in is absolutely ridiculous. There's no friggin' way one person would be involved in all this ridiculous stuff.
That's
the whole premise of the show or the movie. But the point I'm making is what makes it personal is his relationship to those individuals.
You can relate to it.
Yes.
That's what makes...
Yes.
It's the million-dollar question. What makes a good movie?
Well, and that's my point. So what I'm saying is when you go to an action movie, let's even take Deadpool. Deadpool only had two major scenes. The freeway scene that they did like 9 times because they do cut force back and forth between past and present. And then they have the carrier scene at the end. Those are the only two action scenes in the whole real movie, if you think about it.
And the montage, but the montage was just random killing.
Right. But that's true. But my point I'm making is those were only two action scenes. The rest of the story was personal. It was. It was personal. It was how he got to where he was. It was his life story, his love story, his relationship with his friends, even relationship with the X-Men. That's what made it good. Like, that freeway scene was hilarious because we got the full story built up into one thing. Speed Racer, by the way, is a movie I saw that I thought was...
The remake?
Well, the one movie.
The one with the director, Matrix brothers?
Yes.
Okay.
That is such a great movie. It was like one of the last movies I wanted to see that summer. I was like, I'll go see it just for the hell of it. But you know what? I loved it. And you know why? Because they spent so much time building the relationships. The movie itself looks cartoony and ridiculous, but the personal relationships that they built was outstanding. And I think that's why that movie's so good. And it's all about family and everything else. You go see Transformers movie, you don't see Transformers, you see humans acting like retards. It should be called Retards.
Oh, I was going to say the CGI. That's what I would call Transformers. CGI.
Yeah, it's like, it'd be like humans guest starring robots. You know, like, that's what I'm saying. I think, how do you hold Hollywood accountable? Like, when is, like, too extreme? Like, we've seen Chicago and Transformers blown to hell. We've seen all these cities blown to hell. But, like, there's no repercussions. You know what? If Transformers 6 shows a bunch of robots rebuilding Chicago, that would be cool. Working with the government, I would say that's awesome because now you get to see them in action with the society that they're trying to live in. Not, oh, we got a secret society of robots and humans co-op, you know, like working together.
That's the cartoon. You want to get too real.
No, you want to
people go
real.
See movies.
You
want to see.
You want to see.
You
want to
escape. You do.
Would have Transformers merchandise all over this. Look, the minute the world found out there's a robot running around, they'd be selling toys everywhere.
Already
were,
yeah.
You know what
$1 million question though.
All
right. What makes a good movie?
I already said it. It's the personal
you really
relationships.
You think that's what makes it? You think that's why Frozen did so well?
You
think that's why
if you don't care
the
about,
Avengers
if
movies
you don't care
did so
about
well?
The characters, then there's no point. You don't because you can have Iron Man sitting in a coffee shop with his friends at the end of a movie and laugh your ass off because it's you can relate to that. You know
so,
what I'm saying?
So you're saying that if you can make a personal connection
yes.
to the characters,
absolutely.
It'll make a great movie.
Absolutely.
Because then you can feel the raw emotion from
yes.
what that character's going through.
Yes.
Hence why Spider-Man is such a great character.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of people can relate to.
Absolutely.
Peter Parker.
Well, except for Spider-Man's 3 at least. 2 is iffy for me. But with
no,
the,
Spider-Man 2 is pretty good. 3 wow. is, yeah. But then the new one.
The new ones actually I thought were great.
I did too.
And they
the
cut it way too short.
And they cut it way too short.
Yeah, they finally were on the right track.
They actually, I feel like, I hear they're making a Venom movie, but it's good with Disney money, so hopefully.
We still haven't seen the Sinister Six in action, and that is so obvious and so
back.
Simple.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, all right, so where are we at in timeline? We're getting off track like we always do. I can tell you right now, though, all right, so you think we have very little time left, so you don't think there's a... blowing up cities is desensitizing. Because, like, what do you go next? Blow up the Earth? Like, I mean, come on. Like, what's next?
It's how you blow it up.
Okay.
It's not let's blow up something. It's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
It comes down to, I want to use Dragon Ball Z as an example.
Okay.
The Earth has blown up, almost blown up, multiple times. I don't think it's blown up at all in the Dragon Ball Z world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it did, because it was Dragon Ball GT where it blew up, right? And we are ignoring
No,
that.
I think it's blown up a couple of times. I know it blew up the Boo saga, right? That was the first time it... Did it blow up there?
Did it blow up there?
Yeah, I think so.
I think the people... Oh, you're right. And then they brought... Maybe they did. We got to watch it again.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't watch it again. Anyways, the reason why there are some moments in that show where it's just breathtaking is because Goku is trying to save
mm-hmm.
the planet.
Other planets have blown up. You're right.
Other planets have blown up. I mean, he's trying to save it. And you feel this emotion that, like, you're relating to, hopefully, that he can save the world.
Why do you feel that emotion? Because
you
had...
connect to
because
Goku.
You had 100-and-something episodes...
Of him powering up.
To... No, that's just 20.
Oh,
no.
My bad.
So you had 80 episodes of seeing what? His character development.
His life.
His friend's development. You grew attached to him.
But also, when things do blow up and people come back to life, they kind of ignore the fact, the repercussions of what happened before. They do ignore that all
GT
the time.
GT did it.
they ignore that shit all the time. But everybody, I mean, Family Guy even makes fun of it. Even like his TV shows, let's talk about TV shows for a split second.
Because
we only have seconds.
We do.
Family Guy makes fun of the fact that, like, oh, TV shows go on and they feel like they progress stories. But if something goes wrong that next episode, like, Peter's like, oh, what are you going to do about the job? I don't know. I think everything will be fine next week, on next week's episode.
That's a great point.
Because everything just goes back to normal because...
Well, that's the sitcom mentality.
That is a sitcom mentality.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, and they're making fun of that. But Family Guy's a perfect example, too, because they make fun of all pop culture.
Everything.
Yeah.
And American Dad. And
I
love those shows. Roger.
All right, so final thoughts. You think it's fine the way it is, that they're just going to keep going ridiculous extremes?
I think...
Because we had this.
I don't
we didn't even talk about disaster movies.
I don't think it's fine.
Volcanoes and.
I don't think it's fine, but I think it's.
Over
no, because we've never seen a
tidal waves.
We've never seen a sequel after, like.
Yeah, because the world's been destroyed.
Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a sequel after Volcano. We haven't seen a sequel after Deep Impact or a sequel after Armageddon.
Yeah.
You haven't seen these sequels because what are you going to write about? Reconstruction of the world?
Well,
I guess you
why
could.
Not? Yeah.
You could. I mean, you
if
can,
it was good storytelling.
You can do a movie on Hurricane Katrina and the next episode of all the thefts and everything that's going on in, you know, Blackville. That's racist. In Louisiana.
Oh, my God. This might have to be one of those secret podcasts that no one ever hears now. Thanks for that.
My bad.
Jeez. I'm going to have to cut this out. This might be the first podcast we edit.
We're not going to cut that out.
I keep going.
This is raw.
Oh, my gosh. This is raw.
But you can do things like that. But Hollywood is out of ideas.
Well,
they are out. That's why we're seeing these sequels, prequels.
You know what
sequels
I think?
Sequels to... What movie they're making a sequel to now? Is it
a lot.
No, they're making a sequel to something hasn't done in a lot. Oh, Independence Day was 20 years later. They're not making a Top Gun sequel, are they? Yeah. Shut up.
Yeah.
They're remaking Jumanji too with Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart.
That sounds terrible.
Sounds awful. Why
is repetitive? It's because they have this. It's like anything. It's like
Spaceballs. They're making a sequel to Spaceballs.
It's like U.S. Congress. Well, that was a rumor a long time ago.
Now it is one.
Yeah, but anyways, the point I'm making is the same people in charge running the studios. They have no idea. There's a lot of great creative talent out in the world today that doesn't get a chance because it's all the business is whether you like it or not. It's all family oriented. And nepotism up the wazoo.
They just want to make money.
And they just want to make their money. And the sad part is, they could have their money and make great movies.
And some of them do.
But it's rare. Some it's really of rare. Them do. You know, it's hard because they are not willing to take people. They want to hold on to that business. They don't want to share it with the world. There was some guy I was talking to that came up with an amazing script for Ghostbusters, a new Ghostbusters movie, and it would have blown people away, and this movie coming out has similar aspects of what I was told, but this one's just not as good.
And there's just cameos of the old characters who are not even who they were in the movie. Yeah,
exactly.
It's awful.
Yeah, I know.
It would have been awesome if they kept to it that these are the daughters.
Well, I feel like it's okay. I think the country's getting, when I say country, I mean entertainment of the business, is getting really, really greedy in the sense of like they just want to saturate the market with a bunch of stuff. Like Disney, for example. Do you realize right now, this summer alone, we're going to have a Jungle Book live-action movie. We're going to have a Pete's Dragon live-action movie. We have all of our Star Wars stuff coming down the pike, all our animated stuff coming down the pike, and we have Marvel stuff. Like, how many movies...
Pixar stuff, too.
Pixar. How many movies Disney alone is throwing out right now in one,
and
in one summer?
And they're all
year?
Sequels or remakes or
and
something.
It's
unoriginal. It's all because of product placement kind of thing. It's these characters you already know about from your childhood or from growing up. So now they're just remaking these movies because they know they have at least a cornered market of saying, these people come see it again.
And there's no original thoughts anymore. Dory 2, come on. I mean, or Finding Nemo 2.
Finding Dory.
Whatever the hell
God,
it is.
You can't get the name right.
Well, here's the thing. You know why? Because I don't pay attention to it because that... First movie wasn't even
this
that
can
great.
Definitely be another topic about right, sequels
right.
And
we
all
are,
that jazz because we are out of time.
We are out of time. All
we
right,
cannot
so.
Talk about it. We also could talk about why Hollywood is out of good topics, and we should definitely talk about one of these times. Maybe next week. We'll probably forget about it.
All right. So in the meantime, we've got to go ahead and end this. So thank you for listening. This is Entertainment Banter. I am Matt.
And I am done.